Marshall with my Bootland Pro chainsaw running because I've personally tested my new Stinger ballistic sunglasses by wearing them while cutting up down trees from Hurricane Laura. And how did the Stinger sunglasses perform? Like Paul Bunyan himself designed them. Each pair of Stinger ballistic sunglasses is available in four different lens colors and comes in a stylish carrying case with lots of free accessories. You can rely on Stinger's soon-to-be legendary durability and their lifetime craftsmanship warranty. I give these glasses my complete endorsement. It's a quality product from a made-in-the-USA company, Stinger Edge. And the best part of my custom-styled Stinger Edge ballistic glasses? I wear them everywhere I would, regular sunglasses, and then some. Order your Stinger Edge ballistic glasses today at stngredge.com. That's stngredge.com.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacey Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Thursday, October 22nd, 2020. I'm Stacey Cohen, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by the Founders Trading Post, featuring our very own gourmet coffee, capuchin dark roast, and whole bean and fresh ground. Start your morning like a crusader with a fresh brewed cup of capuchin dark roast coffee, available at mikechurch.com/shop. Here's what to listen for this hour. They're here. Iran and Russia getting into the presidential election. Democrats say they will be a no-show for the Barrett hearing today. Oh, and there's a big debate on tonight. All those voters getting threatening emails, we found out they're coming from Iran and Russia, and they've both obtained American voter registration data, and Tehran used it to send threatening faked emails to voters that were aimed at influencing the presidential election. This according to top national security officials, and they announced it on Wednesday evening. There was no indication that any election result tallies were changed or that information about who's registered to vote was altered, both of which would threaten to alter actual votes, according to John Ratcliffe, the director of national intelligence, and Christopher Wray, the FBI director. They were both in an appearance at the Bureau's headquarters. The announcement that a foreign adversary, Iran, had tried to influence the election by sending intimidating emails was a stark warning. Some of the spoofed emails were sent to Democratic voters, and they purported to be from pro-Trump far-right groups, including the Proud Boys. Senate Democrats say that they'll be boycotting a committee hearing today where Amy Coney Barrett's Supreme Court nomination is set to move forward, a long-shot attempt that's unlikely to stall the federal judge's confirmation to the high court. The Senate Judiciary Committee is set to vote this afternoon on Barrett's confirmation to the high court, a vote that was expected to pass along party lines and send her nomination to the full Senate for a Monday vote, just 8 days before Election Day. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and Democrats on the committee said in a statement that they weren't going to show up on Thursday to grant these sham and rush proceedings any legitimacy for a nominee. Democrats not appearing for the hearing would mean a quorum wasn't present, and thus the committee wouldn't be able to move forward on Barrett's nomination. Purdue Pharma, the company that makes OxyContin, the powerful prescription painkiller that experts say helped touch off an opioid epidemic, will be pleading guilty to three federal criminal charges, all part of a settlement of more than $8 billion, the Justice Department announced Wednesday. The resolution will be detailed in a bankruptcy court filing in federal court. The deal doesn't release any of the company's executives or their owners, members of the wealthy Sackler family, from criminal liability, and a criminal investigation is still ongoing. But one state attorney general said the agreement fails to hold the Sacklers accountable. Our saint of the day, he was elected bishop after the Romans had destroyed Jerusalem and prohibited Jews from living in the renamed Jerusalem. Quote of the day, your God is ever beside you. Indeed, he's even within you. Saint Alphonsus Liguori. You are listening to Crusade Channel News.
Hi, I'm Barbara Dooley, and I'm excited to share with you the exclusive Bulldog Kia Advantage from my friends at Bulldog Kia. Announcer, tell them all about it.
The exclusive Bulldog Kia Advantage includes a 110% price assurance guarantee, an environmental protection and appearance package for all new Kias, complimentary first-year maintenance on all new Kias, a 3-month, 3,000-mile limited warranty on all used vehicles, and much more. Back to you, Barbara.
Thank you, announcer. If you're buying a new vehicle, the Bulldog Kia Advantage just makes sense. So do what all other smart car shoppers do and get your new Kia from Bulldog Kia on the Atlanta Highway in Athens or at bulldogkia.com.
110% price assurance guarantee, only valid for same make, model, trim, equipment, miles, and is only valid within 7 days of purchase date. Complimentary first-year maintenance limited to 2 oil changes and tire rotations.
We'll see ya at Bulldog Kia.
Our saint of the day is Saint Mark of Jerusalem. Mark of Jerusalem, also known as Marcus, was Bishop of Jerusalem during the 2nd century. He was elected bishop after the Romans had destroyed Jerusalem and prohibited Jews from living in the renamed Jerusalem, Aelia Capitolina. He was the first non-Jew to be bishop of Aelia Capitolina, the first 15 bishops of Jerusalem, beginning with the Apostle James and his brother Apostle Simeon. They were from the Jewish nation after the second Jewish rebellion of 134, during which the Romans destroyed the city of Jerusalem. All Jews were forbidden to enter the city, now named Aelia Capitolina. As only Gentiles were able to live in that city, the Christian faithful elected Mark, a Gentile, their bishop. A learned and holy man, Mark remained the bishop for over 20 years and is said to have died a martyr in 156. Pope Francis voiced support for same-sex civil unions, his strongest statement yet on the issue, and an apparent break with church policy. What we have to create is a civil union law. That way, they are legally covered, Francis said in a documentary that premiered on Wednesday, reiterating his view that gay people are children of God. I stood up for that. The remarks from the leader of the Roman Catholic Church could shift debates about the legal status of same-sex couples in nations around the globe and unsettle bishops that are worried that the unions threaten traditional marriage. His comments drew mixed reactions. Francis backed same-sex civil unions before becoming pope when he was just the Cardinal Archbishop of Buenos Aires. Catholic gays and their allies say that his opposition to gay marriage within the church remains absolute. 3 weeks after a debate spectacle defined by heckling and sharply personal attacks, Joseph R. Biden Jr. and President Trump will be meeting again tonight in the last major primetime opportunity for the president to try to change the trajectory of the race before Election Day. The debate comes 12 days before Election Day, as many Americans have already cast their ballots and polls showing the president trailing nationally and confronting close races even in states he won handily 4 years ago. The debate will be televised from Nashville. It starts at 9 p.m. Eastern. Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.